This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
What is up? Good morning, friends, and greetings, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I'm your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado, registered pharmacist number 12275. I specialize in using nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your vitality and health and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body. You are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health issue. That's why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 28 years of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes and hypertension and obesity and skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds. Recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle, but what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is always a healing system, it is always a regenerating system. It is always divinely mandated to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. No drugs required, no doctors required, no surgeries, no insurance companies required. It does it on its own, but it needs the raw materials to do its work. And while some folks may call that healing, renewing, regenerating system a miracle, it really is just the way the body works. If you have questions about health or nutrition or prescription drugs, we welcome your calls on The Bright Side. Our number is 855-660-4261. If you have comments or success stories, we love hearing success stories, 855-660-4261. Or if you have questions about the longevity formulations, ingredients, skincare formulations, we can help you understand all of it at 855-660-4261. That's our call-in number on The Bright Side. If you want to purchase any longevity products, you can head over to brightsideben.com, take a look at our shopping cart. You can also call The Bright Side Ben phone team at 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Ask them about joining the Bright Side Ben team for a one-time $10 fee. You can start yourself a longevity business or earn thank you checks and help spread the word about the power and importance of a good nutritional supplement program. And, of course, you can also enjoy all the perks associated with having your own business, all for a one-time $10 fee. You can write off your home office, write off your home business, your mileage, your stamps, your stationery. You can even write off your product if you give some of it away as samples. You can find out all about it by calling the Bright Side Ben phone team at 866-735-2470 or clicking on the Join the Team link on brightsideben.com. All right, welcome to the Bright Side again. Once again, thank you for joining us, friends. We're here Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central Time. We're talking protein. When you think about protein, think work, think strength, think growth, think repair, think anti-aging, think everything that we like about being alive. When you think about protein, think about life. It could be said that biological life itself, all of life, is just a function of protein. Protein is the essence of life. It's what makes an ant, a bee, a bee, a yeast, a mushroom, a tree, a dog, an elephant, a monkey, a man, a woman, a child. Everything is what they are from a biological standpoint via their protein. We are what we are from a biological point of view because of protein. As far as biochemicals go, that means protein is ridiculously important. As far as nutrients go, it's unbelievably important. Protein is the king of nutrients. If the body's biochemistry was a movie, the fats and the sugars and the vitamins and the minerals would be the supporting actors. The leading man, the Brad Pitt, the George Clooney, the star of the show, is protein. And this makes protein really, really important. Protein has a sort of ability to morph. Protein gets its name after the Greek god Proteus, who could take on different shapes and forms. The word protein also refers to the prefix proto, which means of primary importance. So protein can be thought of as the primary and fundamental building block nutrient. Think of a clay sculpture. Imagine that the body and its relationship to nutrition and to its components is like a clay sculpture that's painted and then shellacked. The shellac would be the paint. The carbohydrates would be the fats. The carbohydrates would be the sugars. The carbohydrates would be the paint. Carbs would be the paint. The fat would be the shellac. But the clay itself, the raw material, the bulk, the mass, that would be the protein. Proteins are all made up of little pieces, little chunks, amino acids is what they're called. So you think of a long string or a necklace, and the little components that make up that necklace, the beads that make up that necklace would be amino acids. The string itself would be the proteins. Amino acids are kind of like letters. The proteins would be like words. Amino acids are the building blocks, they say, of proteins. And you know what else? Proteins are really important, but you can actually use these single amino acids by themselves to get nutritional value. You can actually take amino acids individually and get nutritional and even therapeutic properties. We've talked about cysteine in the past as being really effective for helping chelate or magnetically attract heavy metals out of the body. Methionine is important for providing sulfur to the body. Glutamine is important for detoxification and as a component of glutathione and for muscle building. We've talked about small amino acid combinations called peptides that are made up maybe 3 or 4 or 5 amino acids. These little structures are not technically a full-blown protein. You probably need about 20 or 30 different amino acids to get something classified as a protein. But these little tiny pieces of peptide, I guess you'd say, that have little 2, 3, 4, 5 amino acids, you can have a lot of benefits from those too. You can get benefits from the amino acids that make up the proteins. You can get benefits from chunks of amino acids that are called peptides, and you can get benefits, of course, from protein. Some of the peptides that I like to work with are, we talked about glutathione a lot. That's a peptide. Skincare business is filled with peptides as active ingredients. Collagen is a peptide. And then there's the amino acids. Probably my favorite amino acid we talked about a lot. We talked about it yesterday a little bit. It's called arginine. Arginine is super amino acid. It's important for sexual health, for erectile dysfunction, for blood sugar control. It's a bodybuilding amino acid. If you're dealing with blood pressure problems or cardiovascular problems, you should probably be using a little bit of this amino acid. Arginine is a supplement, or at least eating arginine-containing foods. Super amino acid. It's got multiple elements of nitrogen, and that makes it unbelievably powerful. Probably the most potent and powerful amino acid when it comes to growth and repair. It's all about nitrogen. Nitrogen is an explosive element. Amino acids will all have a nitrogen element associated with them. Most amino acids will have 1 or 2 nitrogens associated with them. There's a couple that have 3 nitrogens associated with them, but arginine is the only amino acid with 4 of these super explosive elements. When you think about nitrogen, think explosions. Nitroglycerin or dynamite is made up of a special kind of nitrogen called trinitrogen. That means it's got 3 nitrogens. In fact, growth is actually a type of explosion. Growth is like a controlled explosion, and the explosive nature of nitrogen makes it a very important growth element. Nothing grows, nothing moves without nitrogen. Plants can't grow without nitrogen. If a plant is attempting to grow in a nitrogen-deficient soil, it isn't going to grow very effectively. Plants can't do what they do. They can't make cells, they can't make stems, they can't make roots, they can't make their components without nitrogen. That's why you have nitrogen as a key component of fertilizers. And that's also, by the way, why fertilizers can be used as explosive. 20 years ago, there was a guy named, Timothy McVeigh, and another guy named Terry something or another. And they supposedly, according to the official story, if you believe government official stories, if you still believe government official stories anyway, a couple of these guys got some fertilizer together, put it in a truck, and blew up this government building in Oklahoma City. I remember being... Oh, gosh, I remember when that happened, and I was like, well, how could fertilizer really be used as an explosive? Well, it turns out fertilizer is packed with nitrogen, and that makes it explosive. Most of the nitrogen in a plant, and most of the protein, in fact, in a plant, is found in the seeds. And this can be taken advantage of, and in fact, it has been taken advantage of throughout history by human beings. In fact, the protein content of seeds is really one of the major reasons for what we call civilization. When human beings began to understand the protein value of seeds and how they could exploit this protein, actually the nitrogen value of the seeds, when you say exploit the protein, we're talking about exploiting nitrogen, when humanity figured out how to...
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common: polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
All right, we're back on the bright side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us, friends. We got a couple lines open for you at 855-660-4261. We're talking protein. We're talking nitrogen, the explosive element in protein. Most of the nitrogen that's found in a plant, or most of the the nitrogen and the protein that's found in a plant is found in the seeds, and human beings have learned to take advantage of this through agriculture, through growing seeds. Before we have figured out how to really exploit seeds and plant proteins, we used to have to go hunt for our proteins. And we really had the availability of protein was difficult. We're stuck looking for protein, scavenging and hunting for our protein. Even worse, sometimes instead of human beings eating their protein, the protein would eat the human beings. That's the problem with hunting. Animals are dangerous. They don't want to be hunted. That's one of the things that happens when you have to go out and get your protein by killing animals. When we figured out we could use seeds for protein and we could actually grow protein, we could control our protein intake and protein availability, human civilization started to take off. The first culture that really took advantage of seed protein growing and harvesting, at least in a really large scale, is still renowned as one of the greatest civilizations of all time. And it was located in Iraq, what is today Iraq. It was the Sumerian culture, and the Sumerian culture began between two rivers, the Tigris and the Euphrates. It was basically located in the middle of these two rivers, and the ancient Greeks called this area Mesopotamia, meaning the middle of two rivers. And these two rivers made the land very fertile and farmable, and some people believe that this is the area that was referred to in the Bible as the Garden of Eden. Whether or not this is the case is up for speculation, but what is known from historical record that the Sumerians and later the Babylonians who lived in this area figured out how to exploit water via irrigation. They began to grow seeds. We call these seeds grain. And because of their high protein content, a relatively high protein content, these seeds and grains were able to be used by humanity for energy. The problem was, in addition to having lots of protein, these seeds also, unlike animal protein, contains lots of sugar. And that's not such a good thing. So while seeds and grains allowed the human body to survive, the sugar content kept the human being, the human form, from being able to thrive. So with grains and agriculture, humanity could survive but not thrive. In addition, we figured out how to farm, food diversity became affected, and we began to count on fewer varieties of food to survive. Thus, our almost complete dependence on heavily processed, calorie-rich, nutritionally empty food that began 10,000 years ago and has really progressed at a mind-blowing pace in the last 200 years can be considered to be the root cause of almost every single malady that faces mankind. Ultimately, once we became dependent on grains for our protein needs, our bodies were equipped to make it, to survive, but not to be big and strong and robust like the bodies that preceded agriculture and got their protein needs met from animal sources and from hunting and from scavenging. In an interesting way, protein is actually a type of carbohydrate. Carbohydrate means carbon and water. That's all a carbohydrate is. Carbo for carbon, hydrate for water. A sugar is a carbohydrate, a fat is a carbohydrate, and in a way, a protein is a type of carbohydrate in the sense that it's got carbon and water, but it's a special type of carbon and water. A protein is a special type of carbohydrate. It's a carbon and water with an explosive element, the workhorse of life, the element which has only been around in usable form in relatively small quantities. We don't really have a lot of this nitrogen around. The element that's a rate-limiting step in the formation of life, the ultimate anti-aging, bodybuilding, youth-inducing element, nitrogen. Animals, humans, just like plants, can't grow without nitrogen. Nothing can grow effectively without nitrogen. Just go ask a farmer how important nitrogen is. One of the greatest advances in history, one of the greatest inventions in history, is one that nobody really knows about or talks about. There's a guy named Fritz Haber who developed this industrial process to make nitrogen. He actually won the Nobel Prize for that back in the 1920s. What Haber did, he invented something called the Haber process, and he basically created these huge industrial settings that could duplicate in an industrial fashion what tiny little bacteria living in the soil do in the microscopic world that these bacteria live in. And when Fritz Haber came up with his nitrogen-making process, the Haber process, all of a sudden we were no longer dependent on the conditions of the soil. And this is when food processing really, really, really took off, and agriculture really, really took off, and only been the last 100 years or so. The bottom line is, folks, it's all about nitrogen, and what makes amino acids so powerful is their nitrogen. Think nitroglycerin, the monster version of nitrogen. One of the most important markers for bodybuilders and athletes is something called nitrogen retention or nitrogen balance. This is a marker of how much nitrogen the body has available to it. If you're after post-surgery, if you just had a surgical procedure, if you've just been wounded, or if you've had any kind of trauma, nitrogen balance is very, very important. When we're sick and there's no nitrogen available in the diet, if we have a degenerative disease, if we have cancer, or if we're protein deficient, the body's going to break down muscle protein in order to get more nitrogen. This can be avoided if you're eating enough nitrogen-containing protein. If you're eating enough protein and if you're getting amino acids after surgery, after exercise, after any kind of trauma, if you're dealing with any kind of degenerative disease, make sure you're getting enough protein. Make sure you're getting enough nitrogen via dietary protein. This is an amazingly important strategy for all building. Whether you're coming out of a surgical procedure, dealing with a degenerative disease, or if you're an athlete and exercising, or if you're a bodybuilder, or even if you're just doing yoga, even if you're just doing some kind of mild exercise, even if you're just, you know, walking, doing speed walking, nitrogen is super important via protein. Nitrogen is the active element in proteins. It's what distinguishes protein from all other nutrients. You can actually even think of protein as a carrier for nitrogen. As I say, protein is basically carbohydrate with a little piece of nitrogen. The nitrogen turns that carbohydrate into a machine, into a molecular machine. If we could enter into the world of protein, we would see the chemical version of wheels and gears and wires and transporters and carriers and ferries and fans that spin around and scaffolding upon which everything hangs on. The way we fashion metal and steel in our modern world with buildings and cars and houses, cells fashion their world from protein. And this all happens because of nitrogen. No nitrogen, no protein. No protein, no machinery, molecular machinery. No molecular machinery, no life. And that makes understanding protein, that means understanding and utilizing tools for improving protein absorption. And, of course, that means using dietary protein and supplemental protein. Super, 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 super important. The best proteins come from animals. Animals are protein concentrators. Dairy, in particular, is an awesome animal protein as long as it's in its raw, unprocessed state, as long as you don't have allergies. The only components in foods typically that we get allergic to are proteins. So animal proteins can create some allergenic problems, allergy problems. But if you don't have any allergies, dairy is an amazing animal protein. Eggs are also a great protein. Eggs and dairy are life-rich foods. They're filled with unique active amino acids. They're also filled with growth factors and immune-strengthening factors, immune-strengthening proteins. And all these are proteins, growth factors, immune-strengthening elements, specific amino acids that are found in dairy products and eggs. They make these two foods super, super protein important, protein valuable. You can think of the building blocks of protein amino acids as basically nitrogen delivery systems. Most amino acids, as we said, have one or two nitrogen components, but arginine has four. And that makes it crazy important, especially for growth, especially for repair, especially for aging. If you have a burn, arginine cream can be a real effective way to help heal that. Same with diabetic scars. Same with diabetic wounds as well. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're coming back with more good health information on the Bright Side. Right after this, don't go away.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Yeah. This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
All right, welcome back to the Bright Side. Got a couple lines open for you at 855-660-4261. We'll continue to talk about topical arginine for burns, internal arginine for burns, and then we'll talk about arginine for male sexual performance and erectile dysfunction. We'll do that tomorrow as we continue talking about super amino acid nitrogen. Did you guys catch this article that appeared? Where did this study come from? About Viagra and melanoma. Apparently Viagra is linked to melanoma skin cancer risk, which is kind of interesting. And it just proves and just goes to show how the relationship between internal toxicity, and that's what drugs do, Viagra and other drugs, they create a milieu or an environment of internal toxicity inside the body. And it just goes to show you how melanoma is much more connected to internal toxicity, toxicity in general, than it is to the sun. Yesterday we talked about how high SPF sunscreens don't mitigate or reduce the incidence or the degree of melanoma that people get. And now it turns out that Viagra internal toxicity is actually linked to melanoma. Once again, cancer, melanomas, and other cancers are more about the internal toxic environment of the body than any kind of outer triggers. And that's how we want to look at cancer. That's how we want to really look at all degenerative disease. This idea of degenerative diseases, which is what 80% of our health issues are about, this idea of degenerative diseases is really about toxicity, it's really about nutritional deficiency, and it's really about oxygenation problems, suffocation, starvation, toxification. And this is so important because it means that we have a huge role to play in how our bodies show up, in the health of our bodies or the lack thereof. Yesterday I talked to a guy on the phone. He sent me a letter. Says his name is Tim. He's 48 years old. He's 6 foot, 308 pounds. And then he goes on to say he has metabolic syndrome. He has high blood pressure. He has high cholesterol. He has type 2 diabetes. Not that he has these processes going on, but he's identified with these various symptoms. He says he's currently using various anti-diabetic drugs. Metformin is one. He's taking beta blocker drugs. These are drugs that slow down the heart, poison the heart, really. He's on diuretics. He's on other ACE inhibitor drugs for his blood pressure, something called lisinopril. He's on a statin drug. And he wants to know how he can be helped. So I talked to the guy yesterday, and it turns out he owns grocery stores and ice cream stores and candy stores, and he loves ice cream and he loves pizza. Can't stop eating the pizza. And I didn't know what to tell the guy. You know, you can take your arginine, but if you're 6 foot, 300 pounds and you're addicted to pizza and ice cream and you're on anti-diabetic drugs and beta blocker drugs and diuretic drugs, there's only so much we can do. Because ultimately, we have control over how our bodies show up. Is this bad news? No. I think it's great news because it means we can do it all ourselves. You guys, no matter what your health crisis is, you can reverse it. You can turn it around. I don't want to say cure because I don't like to think of people as being sick. I like to think of us as being starving. We're missing what we need, whether what we need is oxygen, whether what we need is nutrients, or whether what we need is detoxification. This is such good news. If you have a degenerative disease, if you have cancer, if you're dealing with autoimmune problems, if you're just simply dealing with skin problems or accelerated aging, it is in your purview. It is in your control to begin this reversal process. And you don't need me. You don't need doctors. You don't need drugs. You don't need surgeries. All right, 855-660-4261 is our number. We do have a couple lines open for you. Bill in California, welcome to the Bright Side. What's up?
Hey, Ben. I'm working with a 30-year-old male who was just diagnosed with hepatitis C.
Okay.
And the doctors are suggesting a 90-dose series of medicines that cost $1,000 a dose.
Go figure, right?
Yeah, gee, I wonder why.
Right. What is it, interferon? What are they going to give him?
I didn't hear that part.
All right. So $1,000 a dose. Well, you know, I'm not surprised. Look, hepatitis C is a liver issue, right? Hep. Whenever you hear hep, that's the liver. HEP is the prefix for the liver. Itis is means some kind of inflammatory issue. And hepatitis is an inflammation of the liver. It's an infection. It's caused supposedly by the hepatitis C virus. Now, when I hear hepatitis, I think of liver toxicity. The liver does all kinds of detoxification work. The liver is a major digestive organ. The liver is performing hundreds of different chemical reactions at all times. It's super duper hard working given our toxic lifestyle, given the lousy way we eat, given digestive problems. It makes sense that a lot of people would be having liver problems. Hepatitis C, you know, they call it a viral issue. But it is it's supposedly spread from intravenous drug use or transfusions or various blood-to-blood kinds of things. A lot of people around the world, by the way, who have hepatitis C, millions, hundreds of millions of people have hepatitis C. But you know what? It can progress into all kinds of liver problems, cirrhosis, even liver cancer. So here's the deal. If you have hepatitis C, I personally, if it was me, I would be going the detoxification and cleanliness and nutrition route first and foremost, as long as the patient is asymptomatic. Now, do you know this person? Because oftentimes
yes.
It is asymptomatic. Okay, asymptomatic,
yeah.
No symptoms?
No.
Yeah, typically that's no symptoms, right?
No.
Okay. So if it was me, I would be going the nutritional and detoxification route. So the liver is a digestive organ. As with all health issues, the first thing you want to focus on is foods and food intolerances, food allergies, problems with the digestive system. Now, chances are this is a person who's going to know that they have some kind of digestive health issues. But even if they don't, that doesn't mean they don't have it. As we said so many times, if you don't have a digestive issue or you don't think you have a digestive issue, that doesn't mean you really don't have one. You've got to pay close attention, because our brain has a way of turning down the volume on things that happen over and over and over again, and we just don't know. So focus first and foremost on digestive health and digestive wellness. I know of no degenerative health issue that does not have a digestive component somewhere along the line, and typically at the root or at the core of whatever the degenerative disease or health issue is. So first, digestive health issues. Eliminate problem foods. You may want to consider fasting. And you'll know you're getting better when your digestive system starts to improve. If you fast, digestive systems will obviously improve. If you even go calorie restriction, typically digestive symptoms will improve. And of course, if you eliminate problem foods, digestive symptomology should improve. The second major strategy for working with the digestive system after you've eliminated problem foods, noticed digestive issues, and then link them up to foods and then eliminate those foods, the second thing you want to do is make sure you're using fermented foods and a good probiotic supplement. You can get on the Biolumin Nightly Essence. That's the best probiotic supplement that I know of. It's got digestive enzymes in with it. Take 3 in the morning, 3 at night. You don't want to skimp on your probiotic supplement, by the way. They tend to be, next to proteins, probiotic supplements tend to be expensive, the most expensive of supplements, because they're live, they're living. Most supplements, amino acids and vitamins and minerals and such, they're not living, they're not alive, but bacteria obviously are alive. So your probiotic supplements tend to be the most expensive. Along with protein, they tend to be the most expensive of all the supplements. It doesn't matter. They're worth it, especially if you're dealing with hepatitis C, which, even though it's asymptomatic, can lead to liver scarring or cirrhosis or even cancer, as I say. So get it on a really good probiotic supplement like the Biolumin Nightly Essence. You may want to consider fermented foods. You can purchase fermented foods now from the Beyond Organic line through Youngevity. You can get the Suaravie or the Amasai or the probiotic rich cheese. How cool is it now that Youngevity carries probiotic packed cheese? It tastes great too. I haven't gotten mine yet, but hopefully I'll have it today or tomorrow. I'll let you know about that. So use the Beyond Organic products and the Biolumin Nightly Essence. Eating fermented foods is also a great strategy. You know, you can make your own fermented foods. You can make your own fermented veggies. You can make your own sauerkraut, your own fermented beets, your own fermented pickles, fermented cucumbers. Real easy to do. That's another good health strategy for dealing with liver issues and dealing with digestive issues. Hang tight. I got a couple more things I want to say when we come back from our break. So don't go away, Bill. And then we'll take, if you're on hold, hang tight too. We'll get to you when we come back. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese, featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And GenStone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call GenStone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes 4 number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and 2 cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get 1 case for only $179, 2 cases for only $355, or get 3 cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends today. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Hi, we are back on The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Got a couple lines open for you. 855-660-4261. We're talking to Bill in California. Bill, hepatitis C, think digestion, think probiotics, think fermented foods. You can make your own fermented foods by chopping up vegetables, adding a little bacterial starter, keeping your food in your fermented foods or fermented veggies in a dark place. You could do it with beets. You could do it with cucumbers. You could do it with peppers. You could do it with all kinds of vegetables. You could use kefir also and miso soup and tempeh. Think fermented foods. Also for the liver, digestive enzymes can be helpful. And also apple cider vinegar. You may want to try pancreatin in addition, which is a type of digestive enzyme, in addition to the ultimate enzymes from Youngevity. I like the Z-Radical for all digestive health issues also. And then a couple other miscellaneous kinds of things for the digestive system that might also be helpful for the liver include the amino acid glutamine. Glutamine is actually a fuel for the cells that line the digestive tract, so you can energize digestive cells with glutamine. It can also be important for liver health. And then a couple of herbs. I'm not a big believer in herbs, but there's a couple that may have some liver benefits. I'm not a big believer in using herbal medicine, I should say, because it seems like that's still medicinal and not nutritional. But in any case, Jerusalem artichoke has been shown to be effective for liver health issues. And, of course, milk thistle is the go-to herbal remedy for dealing with all liver issues. And then last but not least, think vitamin C when you think the liver. There's a very important relationship between vitamin C intake and liver health. And just a couple miscellaneous things, essential fatty acids, the ultimate EFAs, and also vitamin E might be helpful for the liver, too. So those are all great strategies for you for dealing with hepatitis C. And I certainly would be using those nutritional ideas and dietary strategies before I went to $1,000 a dose medication that some doctor gave me. Does that help, Bill?
Yes, it does. Thank you very much.
Good deal, Bill. Hope that works out for you. Thanks for your call. Okay, let's go to Florida and welcome Stan to The Bright Side. What's up, Stan? How you doing?
How's it going, Ben? Can you hear me?
Stan?
Yes, sir. What's going on, my friend?
My question is in regards to my sister. We believe she has eczema, and I've listened to you before mentioning that that usually starts in the digestive area in the gut.
Almost always. There is something called... Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say there is something called contact dermatitis or contact eczema, and that's a rarer form of eczema that occurs in response to some kind of allergen that you touch or that you get on your hands or on your body, on your skin somehow. A construction worker sometimes will get contact dermatitis or concrete dermatitis. Bakers will sometimes get it from components that are in flour. But for the most part, eczema is an internal issue. It involves how cells are growing and how cells are dividing. You know, when we look at our skin, it's hard for us to understand this, and just from a visual glance at the skin, just from looking at it, it doesn't look like there's stuff happening, but there are constantly cells growing from the bottom of the skin to the top of the skin, and this growth process is extremely complex. It's extremely complicated. There's many steps, and many things have to occur correctly. Many nutrients have to be present. Just the right amount of nutrients have to be present. Just the right balance of fats have to be present. The skin, the way skin cells grow and divide is really, really tightly regulated and tightly controlled. So if there's allergens present, if there's immune activation, if there are nutritional deficiencies, especially in fats, it is not uncommon for these cells to not grow correctly. When the cells don't grow correctly, you'll have little patches of incompletely covered skin. That's what eczema really is. It's skin that is exposed and not covered up appropriately by the dead skin cells. So it's basically an issue of skin cells not dividing properly. When that occurs, once again, as we always say, go back to the digestive system. That means look for food problems. Look for digestive problems. Look for issues with specific foods, then eliminate those foods. That's step number one for eczema. And I should tell you this, Stan. It's super easy to completely eliminate eczema and never, ever, ever have it again. You're not going to get that kind of result from a doctor, because all a doctor is going to give you is an immune suppressant. This is the standard treatment for eczema. They give you a steroid cream. A steroid cream suppresses immunity. And let me tell you something. I know I've said it before, but every time I think about it, it just makes me mad. The stupidest thing, the dumbest medical strategy is to suppress the immune system and call the patient healed, or to bill the patient after you suppress the immune system. Suppression of the immune system is like telling the army to stand down when the enemy is present, because you don't want to have a war. Well, the point of eczema is not to have the army stand down, but to eliminate the enemy. And the enemy comes in various guises. Number one, it comes in foods, and that means eliminate foods. But lack of nutrition can be an enemy also, and that means specifically fats. So use essential fatty acids. Get on the ultimate EFAs. Have your friend, or you said your sister, I think, whoever it was, have them use 3 ultimate EFAs morning, noon, and night. Make sure they're taking it with food, and make sure they're taking their ultimate enzymes with digestive enzymes and with apple cider vinegar. You can also use vitamin E, 400 international units a day, and you can also use vitamin C. Both of those can help skin cells divide more appropriately and more correctly. And you can also use topical vitamin C on eczema, but you want to make sure that you're using your topical vitamin C and you're getting your topical vitamin C in its fatty form, not its watery form. Ascorbic acid, the watery form of vitamin C, isn't going to help your eczema, but ascorbyl palmitate, which is fatty vitamin C, that can do some really wonderful things for all healing, including eczema. A couple other miscellaneous things that you might want to try are zinc, both internally and topically, 50 milligrams of zinc picolinate a day, and then also topical zinc in the form of zinc oxide. That can get you some relief, although zinc oxide is a little white, and some people don't like that, but that might help get you some relief, topical zinc oxide cream, and then also the Z-radical and the probiotics, including the Beyond Organic products. That might help, too, help stabilize the gut. So think digestion, think problem foods, think fats and fatty materials, and then fatty substances like vitamin E and essential fatty acids, digestive enzymes to help you process those fats, and then also topical vitamin C as well as topical zinc. All of those are wonderful strategies for dealing with eczema. Last but not least, getting out in the sun sometimes helps also. The sun will help your friend make vitamin D, and vitamin D is important for helping cells grow correctly. Does that help you, Stan?
Yes, I have one more friend that has two children, that her doctor told her that her children have hereditary eczema. What do you think about that?
Well, that's just dumb, stupid doctor talk. Hereditary eczema. What does that mean? That everybody in the family had eczema because everybody had a digestive problem? I mean, I can't address that. That's too
That's too nonsensical to address. And I'm not even going to give the doctor credit for saying something that's stupid. We're just going to attribute it to a misunderstanding. Perhaps the patient misunderstood what the doctor said. We'll leave it at that. Thank you so much, Stan. Have a good day, man. Thanks for calling. Whew. That is crazy. Hereditary eczema. What does that mean? That everybody is in the family has eczema? It's in the genes to have eczema? My goodness. All right, Kim in Florida, what's up? Welcome to the Bright Side.
Oh, thank you, Ben, for your wonderful work. I heard you mention that we could get some serotonin by looking at the sun early in the morning. But I didn't know if you meant only at sunrise or during the day.
Well, serotonin is manufactured in response to the sun. But first thing in the morning, you've got lots of if you're healthy anyway, you've got lots of melatonin because melatonin is made up is built up at night, and melatonin can get converted into serotonin via this reaction from the sun. So, yes, first thing in the morning, you tend to get a big burst of serotonin if you look right at the sun or expose yourself somehow to the sun. But during the day, that's going to happen also. And in fact, the sun is like nature's Prozac in a way because it helps you make serotonin. So one of the greatest ways to build your own serotonin if you're having suspect there's serotonin issues. And by the way, many of us self-medicate to try to build our serotonin levels by eating sugar. And if you're one of those folks that can't get off the carbohydrates, the breads and the pastas and the sugars, there's a very good possibility that you're self-medicating in the sense that eating sugar is one way that the body makes serotonin or upregulates the manufacture of serotonin. So a great way to get yourself off of sugar is to build your serotonin up naturally by getting out in the sun. And you'll notice that when you're out in the sun, you don't feel like eating. Not just sugars, you just don't feel like eating anyway. So getting out in the sun, in addition to having appetite suppressant effects, partially via serotonin, is also a great way to get off that high blood sugar, low blood sugar roller coaster and to keep yourself from self-medicating with carbohydrates. So to answer your question, yes, you're going to get serotonin during the day by exposing yourself, getting out in the sun, but you'll also get a big burst of it by looking directly in the sun first thing in the morning. Have you tried that, by the way, Kim?
Yes, and I didn't know if it was like for a couple seconds or more.
Yeah, no, you can do it. You know, you don't want to hurt yourself, but a couple seconds, 10, 15 seconds. I usually do it for somewhere from 10 to 15 seconds, but I know some. It's called sun gazing, by the way, and if you Google sun gazing, you'll get a lot of good information. And some people will sun gaze for 30 seconds or even more. I do it for 10 or 15 seconds. Have you done it at all, Kim? Have you tried it yet?
Yes, and I did see some improvement, but I didn't know if it worked during the day as well, or if maybe the sun is too strong for your eyes during the day.
You may not. It wouldn't be a problem for you as long as you're healthy. But even just exposing your body to the sun can help. And try it. Try taking like maybe 2 or 3 milligrams of melatonin before you go to bed at night, and then see if you notice a difference when you look at the sun first thing in the morning. Got to move, Kim. Thanks so much for your call and thanks for your kind words. That's all the time we have for today. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll be back at you tomorrow talking about protein and arginine. Thanks for listening, folks. Have a wonderful, beautiful day. We'll talk to y'all later. Bye for now.
Hey everyone, have you heard about the No-No hair removal device that's sweeping the globe? If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for No-No hair removal.
Thanks. Hey gals, I love talking about my No-No. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No-No has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the No-No, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible No-No hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.